Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM, WROL. And you can also hear us at WROLradio.com at the iHeart or with the iHeart Radio app. And after the show broadcasts, ad infinitum, you can click on the program at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we've had an interesting discussion this week, and it's really looking at the reality that God is able to reveal more of himself to those who are open to knowing God. And those who are closed to God, God cannot reveal himself to them. And, you know, the principles we can see in this, for example, are in the Gospels, where Jesus himself, the Son of God, was right in front of the Pharisees, and yet they never could appreciate who he truly was. One of the things I often teach parishioners, and I think I taught it here on the radio back in Lent, our unique Lent that it was the principle that if you watch the gospel stories as Jesus gets closer to crucifixion, you can see that the Pharisees' hearts get harder and harder and harder. And Jesus calls them blind, but we see with their hard-heartedness that no matter what Jesus does, they find a reason not to believe. And we ultimately come to that whole line that even Satan can't be divided against himself when they accuse him of being the devil. And he says, no, that's not possible. The devil can't cast out his own people because then he'd be divided with himself. And he teaches that powerful teaching that you see that, and what you realize is these Pharisees are just closed more and more. There is this powerful passage, and it's actually humorous in a sense, in the Gospel of Matthew. It's actually in Matthew 15, and I wrote a comedy essay about this. I can't find it now. I actually published it, but I don't know where it is now, and I don't have the original. It is Jesus actually being told by the disciples he offended the Pharisees. Now, during our time where everyone's being offended with, and so we use political correctness, so we're not going to offend anyone. This really struck me, and I read it as a morning gospel one morning at Mass. It just happened to be the reading for the day. And what it literally says is that the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" And Jesus says, he makes this track, this little quick parable, and then he says, "Well, let them alone, then they're blind guides." So, in other words, your words offended them. Oh, okay, well, then they're blind too. Therefore, he didn't take any of this political correctness. He stood his ground. But when we look at that in light of what I was talking about yesterday, the reason why he stood his ground is he's speaking the truth. The Pharisees were becoming more and more hardened of heart. And in becoming hardened of heart, they were becoming blind to who he was. And so they had spiritual blindness, complete spiritual blindness. What we would say in the physical world is they were stone blind, spiritually. And we understand that principle that I talked about yesterday, that the more we open ourselves to the Lord, the more that he allows us to see more and more spiritual truths. But the other side is also true. If we are closed to the Lord, then we are blind also to spiritual truths. So these two sides work very powerfully. So one of the things I had said yesterday, I was talking about St. Augustine. And St. Augustine was talking about that very principle, and then I brought it into Moses. Moses is the only one in the Old Testament who got to see anywhere close to God in his glory. He didn't get to see the full glory of God. That's very clear in Exodus. But he's the only one. And here he is up on the mountain in the presence of God. Yet at the bottom of the mountain are the Jews who God has just freed from slavery in Egypt. But they're not ready yet to see the fullness of God. And so they are away from him down the mountain. And that principle, as I taught, is a reality of spirituality. That the people who are most humble before the Lord, the people who are most open to coming to know him, see more of him and learn more of his truth. And those who do not know him, who close themselves off to him, do not see him and do not understand that truth. So when we are surrounded by people who refuse to believe, and you can turn around and say, you can say, like to me, you can say, can't they see the truth? And the answer is no, they can't. They absolutely can't. It would be like if you're speaking to someone who is unable to see the color green, and can't he see that that light is green? No, he can't. He can't see that. We're going to talk more about this right after the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish here on 950 AM, 100.3 FM, WROL. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and I was talking about this spiritual principle that is there, is that the more people are humble before the Lord, the more people are seeking to know the Lord more, the more that they are able to understand truth, the truth that is Christ, and they are able to see more of God. The less people are able to do that, then the less they are able to understand truth and see more of God. And it is a growing experience in a sense, because if you check out from St. Paul, and he says this, I believe, in Corinthians, St. Paul talks about that reality where he is giving them first not solid food, and he's talking about spiritual teaching, and he's giving them first milk because they're not ready for the more solid food, which what he calls, but obviously the more spiritual, the more serious spiritual teachings. So even the principle is there that it is a growth process, but the reality is also true that here we are seeking to know Christ, and the more we seek to know Christ, the more we will find him, the more we will understand the truth that he teaches, the more we will be open to seeing his truth. But the more we reject Christ, the more we decide that we know better than Christ, the more we decide that obviously Christ couldn't have existed because we're smarter than he would be going by what teachings we see, you know, things like that, become more and more blind to the truth and are unable to see it. It is a spiritual principle. Now, as I talked about on Sunday in my homily, even St. Thomas Aquinas brings this in light of why Jesus speaks through parables, because he teaches that the truth is like this really rich, fine wine, that the uninitiated can't appreciate it. So it has to be watered down. And that's why Jesus is speaking in parables. It's like watering down this very profound, deep teaching so that it can be understood at some level. And then those who understand it at some level or seek to understand it will deepen their understanding, will begin to pray to ask to understand more, will begin to seek to know the truth more, and they will begin to find it, and they will begin to see and understand more and more. So you've got that reality that exists. So when you are literally dealing with realities, will you say, why is it that people can't see this truth? They can't. They're not there. Maybe they're not there yet. Maybe it's because of hardening of hearts. Maybe it's because of a complete inability to accept the truth from a book that's 2,000 years old. Maybe it's the inability to appreciate that Christ is alive. Whatever the case may be, they can't see it. And our role is to live and teach in a way that people can see it, not to bonk them over the heads and tell them what they're doing wrong because they can't see, but to slowly, as St. Paul says, give them that spiritual milk so that they can begin to understand there's something there to see, and eventually they can see it. So it's a powerful principle that I actually discovered even more. I mean, obviously I knew about it, but not to the level I really discovered it when I was doing my research for this particular homily that you heard on Sunday. So it is a powerful reality that is very real. And what we're called to do is we're called to be those channels of God's love that allow people to begin to see the truth, and we can't do it if we don't seek the truth ourselves. Sister Helena Burns, tomorrow on The Theology of the Body. See you then. Have a blessed day. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.